Welcome to the first episode of my podcast, Respect the Game. It is my honor to introduce my first guest. He's a teammate of mine, plays interior defensive line for the Delaware Valley University Aggies. None other than all-conference Shymir Vessels, a.k.a. Meerkat, a.k.a. Versace Python, a.k.a. Shymir Arteries, a.k.a. Mr. Triple Team. What's going on, Shymir?
What's going on, Briggs? How are you doing?
Man, I'm great. I can't complain. And I'm your host, just a regular guy on the team. I get some front row seats there, Justin Briggs. But Shymir, man, how you doing? How you feeling?
Well, it's very cold out right now. But other than that, man, I'm just truly blessed to see another day.
Absolutely. Always a blessing to see you another day. All right, so we're going to get it started here. We're just going to talk about first, where are you from? You're from Delaware. Where exactly are you from in Delaware?
So I went to high school, went to Woodbridge High School in Delaware, and my hometown is Seaford, Delaware.
Yeah, fake Woodbridge High School in Delaware, but Seaford, Delaware. So how do they do it high school-wise, like big schools and little schools, like do they have rankings? So I know in Jersey we do group one, that's small schools, all the way up to like group four or five, that's the biggest schools. So how do they do that in Delaware?
So when I was playing, we did it division one, division two, and that was based off of school size. And then also some of it was sports. So for my high school, I think we had like maybe 600 max or something like that, which we really wasn't a big school. So part of that, we were in Division Two. Now, Division One is maybe you have kids like 1,000 or something like that. But now they changed it to like D1, D2, and D3.
Okay. So Division, you said you were Division Two?
Yeah.
So that's like in the middle. So Division One is the biggest school, is like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you come in Woodbridge High School your freshman year. You on JV? You on varsity? Like, what's going on?
I started as varsity because I had a great career in middle school when high school coaches were able to see some of my capabilities and stuff. So they had me in a couple sub packages and then some games I was starting also.
You was on the D-line still?
Yeah.
You play any offense in high school?
Yeah, I play offensive guard.
You play guard?
Yeah, all 4 years.
So you was a four-year varsity player in high school. What are some stats that you had? Like, what was your senior year stats on the D-line?
So, for me, senior year, I was first-team All-State. About 80, 90-something tackles with 12.5 sacks. Mm. And I can't count how many TFLs. But along with me and another DN from my school, we were both top two DNs in the state.
Jeez. Who are the best players you ever played against in high school? Like, you play against anybody like famous, anybody in the league or anything?
The best player I played against is Gary Brightwell. He went to St. George's High School, then later transferred out of state. I can't remember the high school name, but now he plays running back for the New York Giants.
Oof. And you played against him?
Yeah, when I mean to tell you, he has the quickest, like, juke move ever. Yeah. It's just crazy.
What was his, you remember, like, what was his numbers for the game? Like, was he eating y'all, or did y'all kind of have him in check?
So we played against Gary in St. George's my junior year, second round of the playoffs. And I want to say Gary had maybe, like, three touchdowns, and I forgot how many rushing yards.
Did y'all win?
No, we ain't win. No, we ain't win.
All right, so while we're on the subject, did you have any state titles in high school?
Yeah, so come to think of it, my senior year, last year in high school, we ended up going 13-0, winning the first state title in our school history.
So you were part of the first state title in your high school's history. That's crazy. Yeah. What was that like?
It felt like a movie when we won it. Like, so after we won it, I guess I was too much in the moment because I didn't realize it till literally the next day in the morning. Like, damn, like we really just won the state title. It's the first one in school history at that. So it was like an amazing moment, especially with all my teammates and stuff that I had basically grew up with my whole life.
That's crazy, yeah. That's dope. So you mentioned before, you and your mans, y'all was top two DNs in the state. Yeah. What type of college looks did you have just throughout high school? I know it changes sometimes, but what schools was looking at you in high school?
I had a couple D1s looking at me, but they wanted me to be a preferred walk-on.
Okay.
But majority, what schools? Let me see. I had West Virginia and Rutgers that wanted me to be a walk-on. Okay. And then, but mainly most offers coming in were Division II, Division III.
Mm-hmm. You had the accolades and the stats. You had the awards and everything. Why did they mention why they wanted you to be a walk-on or...?
Just a kid from Delaware. Basically, like the part of Delaware I'm from, it really isn't like heavily recruited, especially from big time schools and stuff. So that was I think that was the majority of the reason why I couldn't get like a full ride or anything like that.
And so you said you had some D2s looking at you too. What are some of the D2s? They can give scholarships, right? They didn't give you any scholarship at D2 or?
So funny story. So they wanted me to retake my SATs, but I wasn't for all that. Literally was like a couple points off from what they needed. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going through this again. But, I had a couple teams in the PSAC conference that were very interested in me, like Cusstown wanted me, Shepherd, Shippensburg, Millersville. And, I can't remember the other one. But yeah, majority of them came from the PSAC conference.
So, some people that are listening to this might not notice, but coming right out of high school, you didn't choose Delaware Valley. Was it one of the schools that recruited you, though?
Yeah, so when it came to down to like my final decision, it was between that and Wesley. And I chose Wesley primarily because it was closer to home. It was only 45 minutes away. And then it was also the colors, like so
you chose
like
Wesley's colors over our colors. Our colors are fire.
So yeah, they are fire. But it was just like Woodbridge in Delaware, like my Woodbridge. They were primarily like blue and black, so okay. You can see. Like,
yeah, I see where you're going with that one. So, all right, come out of high school, choose Wesley. Step on foot to Wesley. You had D1s looking at you and all that stuff. So you go D3. You have anything in your mind? You're like, all right, bro, it's just D3. I'm about to come in here. I'm about to fry these bulls. Like, did you have any of those expectations?
No, my mindset coming in was because I knew, like, I wasn't going to start. So my aiming point was to get on special teams, to work my way up the ladder and stuff. And so throughout my freshman year and season stuff, I was able to get like varsity minutes at defensive end and a couple of games, and also had a couple of key games against like big opponents where I had came up with like a tackle or a sack.
That's dope. Did you play against us? I know we played y'all my freshman year. Did you play against us?
Yeah, so actually that game was probably the craziest I felt coming in my freshman year. It was a night game and stuff. And, you know, my first college game ever. And then, like, I'm looking at Delaware Valley, and I'm like, holy shit. I'm like.
Now, we was valid in 2017.
I was like, fuck. I'm like, they are big. Yeah. I'm like, these are some gigantic players. And I started off on punt and punt return. So I was on the shield. And then on punt return, I was the one who would rush the opponent's shield, where they never had to go set up a wall and stuff, and it was just like, holy shit. I'm like these guys are like huge. And
that
like,
2017 team was different, man, but y'all was good too.
Yeah, and about saying like my first game being in that, like I ran down, I think it was on punt, and it was just like the game speed was like so different coming in from high school to now. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, Wesley, good team your freshman year, man. I know y'all was valid. So let's move on. Sophomore year at Wesley. I just want to note this off. I just want to preface this by saying you guys whooped us first game of the season. Y'all got y'all revenge. Y'all beat us like, I think it was like 31-3 or something. It was something crazy. Y'all whooped our butts. But Just let us know how that season went.
Oh, man, that season was... It started off crazy, even before the season even started. So, not many know Coach Drass, but Mike Drass was the head coach at Wesley since, like the 90s and stuff. He was also the school's AD, and he was a big source of income for both the school and football because of the... Like, the advertisement and stuff you can get from different, like, restaurants and companies around. And the connection that he had, it was just, like, different. So, in 2018, Coach Drass had passed away. And literally the night before, he sent us a text saying, like, let's get ready for the weight room. You know, let's get ready for the season and stuff. And then, like, literally the next day, I get a call from one of my teammates saying, like, Coach Drass died. And I'm like, I couldn't believe it at first. I mean, he just texted us last night, and then that's when I get a call from my D-line coach and all the other coaches and stuff. And so then that just started off crazy. And so then we had to find, you know, different coaches, fill different spots and all that. So coming in, like, we had a couple new coaches and stuff that weren't, like, familiar with the team chemistry or how we kind of do things, but they were able to mesh throughout the season. But the 2018 season was probably the worst season I had in college football, primarily because, like, we started off well, but then we ended up losing, like four games by, like, 1 point, which was, like, one of the craziest things that have ever happened to me. Yeah, so then we ended up going 6-4 that season for, like, the first time in, like, I forgot how long, but we were, like, the first team since, I want to say, like, 2005, not to make the playoffs. So we kind of, we kind of messed up like a playoff streak there.
That's definitely unfortunate to hear. So what did your season look like personally? Like, for you, what are some of the things that happened for you that season?
For me, that was my first season coming in being a starter. And then I think I was, I'm going to say like fifth or sixth on the team leading in tackles and stuff behind like linebackers and all that. So it was a great experience. Like, it helped me shape and become better, like a better player that season. And then I was able to see the game a lot easier than previous.
All right. So we jump into your junior year, third year at Wesley. We played y'all again that year, but I'm not going to talk about the first meeting. I'm talking about the last time we played y'all and knocked y'all out the playoffs, whipped y'all butts. But just talk a little bit about that season, too. I'm sure that was a breakout year for you. So just talk a little bit about how that season was.
Oh, man. My junior season was probably the best season I've had so far. So I ended up being second on the team in tackles at, like, 67 tackles, and I was – yeah, second on the team in tackles behind our starting linebacker, who has that like 80 something. So, that my junior season was probably like the best season that I've had.
Yeah, any accolades, any awards?
I got all conference, but
just all conference. No, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. All conference, no big deal.
Yeah, but in but in all reality, I felt I deserved All American that year, considering that I had the tackles and stuff that had got All-American that year. My stats were better by them by far. I felt like they only got it because of they were seniors.
Listen, believe it or not, to those of you that's listening at home, man, it's a lot of politics. I don't want to say it's a lot of politics. Some people get a little bit of recognition while others are left out. It's definitely some politics involved, but we're not going to harp too much on that. So, your school actually closed down. Wesley closed down. What was the story behind that? Because I'm not really sure what that was about. So what really happened there?
So, believe it or not, for the people out there that don't know about this, Wesley was in a deep financial hole. So, I want to say, like, between 2019 and 2020, it was, like, reports or, like, rumors going out saying that Wesley was going to shut down because they were in financial trouble and all that. Like, being a private tuition and stuff, you know that you can't get money from the state. Wesley, for the past, oh, well, since Drass passed away, have been asking millions from the state of Delaware to help them with, the, like, their financial burden to help keep things open and all that. And 2020, either in the summer or the fall, the state was like, they were no longer going to support it because like Wesley had nothing to show for it. So the next step for Wesley was to find a merging school, and they would end up finding one in Florida, and it was going to go through, but the school in Florida backed out because they seen how deep of a hole Wesley was in. So now, fast forward to 2020 in the summer, DSU comes out with an article saying that they were about to buy out Wesley, and then here we are now.
It happened. DSU, so those of you at home, Delaware State did in fact buy out Wesley. School closed down, Wesley closed down. A lot of the players were forced to relocate, including my now teammate, former opponent, Shamir. So come to the Valley. So Wesley closes down. You know, what happens next? What's going on with you, Wesley closes down?
All right, so that summer, when I seen the report saying that Wesley was shutting down, I immediately thought in the back of my mind, I'm like, I highly doubt like DSU is going to keep Wesley Sports because it wouldn't make sense for DSU to keep it, considering DSU isn't like a big time, well-funded D1 division program such as like a Penn State who has multiple branches in Division 1, Division 2, and Division 3. And I also had one of my coaches who I used to play with, and he put in my ear saying, like, you should, like, consider looking for somewhere else to play because he highly doubts that DSU is going to keep Wesley Sports and all that. So, literally, I was like, I'm not about to sit here and find out what's about to happen with the sports and my senior season be, like, kind of a waste. So, then I think October, I contact Delaware Valley coaches and all that. At first, they didn't believe me that I wanted to come here. They really didn't believe me at all. And so then, you know, as the months going on, I'm like telling them, like, you know, I want to come here to finish my senior season and all that. So literally after the fall semester at Wesley ended, I got all my paperwork to get into here done. And so then fast forward to this year, and here we are.
That's what's up. So step foot on the Valley, boom. I want to know, who's the first person you met that's on the team? Who's the first person you met at Del Valle?
Anthony Tedesco, middle linebacker. So when I made the post on Instagram saying that I was leaving Wesley to come to Delaware Valley, literally Teddy was the first player from Delaware Valley to follow me, and like he just kept in contact with me the whole time. And then when I got here, he was the first person I met. He introduced me to everybody. And then, like, he brought me to some of, like, his workouts and stuff and all that. So, Teddy was the first person that I met, and what a great guy he is.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, Anthony Tedesco, that's our team captain, middle linebacker that plays for us. Great dude. He's a character, though, man. He's definitely a colorful personality, to say the least. But so cool. You come on campus, meet Teddy, meet the guys. So what was it like when you first came here? So as far as like the level of competition, like the talent level, were you surprised? Were you underwhelmed? Like what was that like?
Well, playing against Delaware Valley for 3 years, I kind of already knew like what to expect coming in, and already talking with the coaches beforehand and stuff. I told them that I was going to come work for the starting spot. No, that I just didn't want it to be given to me. Do I know I was deserving for it? Yes, especially since like they see me play for 3 years and all that. But I wanted to come in and work for it because that's just me. That's just this type of player I am. I want to work for something, just not be given it to me.
He worked for it. Just so y'all know, he did work for it. I was there. You know what I'm saying? I was with him with the journey. So you work for a starting spot, man. Coming to the season this year, dog. Look, we, you know, whole team's had a hell of a year. You included, man. You've had a hell of a year, and you do. The thing about playing his position, he plays nose tackle. Now, the thing about playing his position, this guy does so much of the dirty work that people don't see. I called him Mr. Triple Team earlier because It's very few plays that you could pull up on the film where there's less than three guys on him. There's less than two guys on him. So what's this season been like, man? And just tell them, like, about the difference between being at Delaware Valley from where you were the past 3 years at Wesley.
And to be honest, it's like, no offense to the guy that Wesley, like, I love him to death, but this is by far, like, the best team I have played on as far as players on both offense and defense. Like, defensively is just, I never have, like, since my senior year in high school, like, this is another time where I had a defense like this. Like, it's no holes on the defense, like, whatsoever. Like, everyone is a dog. Everyone is experienced. Everyone is basically a veteran and all that.
Best defense in the country.
Yeah. Best defense in the country by far. And this is just, like, I mean, like, the stats, the accolades, and stuff, like it proves.
For sure. So we got that game coming up. We're going to wrap it up, but we got a game coming up tomorrow morning, man, 12 o'clock at the time we're recording this. Probably going to know the results by the time you hear it, but, hey, good luck tomorrow. I know we're going to beat that bookie. We're going to beat that bookie, but, nah, I appreciate you for coming out here, man, and, good luck tomorrow, and congratulations on everything you've done.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, signing off.